Episode 57, Butt Radar. Breakout. Bobbins employed the help of an unsuspecting stranger to free her crewmates from their cage. Although Mac rolled under and away, he was still listening to Sarn's instruction as he freed their weapons. And despite falling flat while trying to dropkick the Charlie in the box, Sarn gave a key distraction leading to a back-of-the-head knockout blow of the scrawny security analyst. However, their antics raised alarm, literally, drawing the attention of the Butt Radar herself, who dropped from the ceiling, accompanied by a little friend. The time has come. No more farting around. It's wipe or be wiped for our heroes.
Woke humor? Is that what we've debased ourselves to?
I mean, it is the Butt Radar.
Yeah, and we are in a lot of shit.
No, we're fine. We're fine.
I am not. Sarn is not.
Sarn is having a rough time right now.
But I'm okay, right?
That's all I'm at.
I don't know. I think you have a headache. and you're probably...
Oh, yeah, because I hit you in an attempt I pushed you kind of hard. I hit you, and I gave you a little bit of a boo-boo head.
And he wouldn't shut up about it.
Yeah, the entire session. And presumably you're dizzy from rolling.
I'm not dizzy. I roll all the time.
Okay.
I fucking roll.
On the Shabbos?
Yeah, Shibbos.
Shibbos Shabbos.
Mac? Yeah, you're actually pretty fine.
Thank you. I'll take
Surprisingly
that.
Surprisingly enough. Sarn is not. Bobbins is doing all right.
Better than I was.
Yeah. Charlie is completely discombobulated, or what do you say, unconscious.
Oh, he was gonna take he was gonna be the Butt Radar. He wanted to take the medallion for himself.
I think he.
Oh, do you put the game in my face?
Yeah,
that's so sweet. Look at him. Wow.
All right.
That is some good artwork right there. Who wants to be a Charlie in the box?
This person shows to be unconscious.
But we did shoot some people.
You did?
Well, no, I didn't.
Who did?
Somebody did.
I assume it was Sarn.
I would assume too, but I don't know. Maybe I tuned out at that point because I do not remember that. But this person is unconscious.
Yeah.
But
yeah, Sarn was definitely shooting at some people.
Okay. Well. I believe where we left it off. Let's see, were we in combat?
It looked like it was about to be.
Oh, well, this is combat with Charlie. Charlie is unconscious.
Well, combat went well.
Yeah. Oh, let's do destiny points too.
Oh.
Yes.
This is going bad.
Yeah, you're the only one that did.
Oh, I clicked.
Don't.
No.
Two for us.
Right. Two for Boo.
This guy can't be dead. Well, whatever. And what came is... So what happened at the end of the episode was the butt radar descended from the ceiling holding a Gatling gun.
Like God.
Oh, right. Yeah. What's going on? Super excited for that.
That was his little friend. Oh.
I tried to do the accent when I was talking about it.
Slightly insensitive. Second time.
I mean, Al Pacino is not Cuban either.
What?
It's from Scarface.
No, I know what it's from, but he's not Cuban.
Al Pacino?
He's a really good actor.
Oh, now who do we lose?
Well, that's a little bit bigger than a little friend. That's a pretty big friend right there.
Did we lose Bridget?
No, I'm still here. No, my headphones cut out for a second. I had to reattach them.
Okay. Oh, there she is. All right. Well, I guess we can start there.
Well, what is she going to do? Is she going to talk to us? Is she going to yell at us? What did we... I think this is a bit
of a...
How
many people can this locker door hide behind? Because there's already two people. And I am standing out in front.
You are also very tall.
Do you think we can lure her into the cage?
Bobbins? I think you could just ask.
No.
She'd probably fall for it.
Bobbins, get in the cage!
Will the cage protect me?
He'll be a distraction.
All right, so you guys, let's... I guess you killed one of my big bads pretty quickly.
He could be unconscious.
Wait, no, he's not dead. Look, he's got 16 wounds. So I don't know why that little face is up there.
That's a pretty high amount.
No. Oh, because it counts up. You're right. Did you have a grenade or something?
I don't think so. Because the other ones would have been harmed, too.
And you hit him with your... I don't think... That can't be... There's no way. You'd have to have had, like, 3 rounds against him. No, he's not dead. Executive decision.
The force brought him back to life. He was forced brought back to life.
I got a triumph.
And what is this? Regenerating. Those are just... Those are false.
Yeah, this is why you should... I got a triumph against him. I think that's what may have happened.
And it was a...
Success. Succeeded, yeah.
Let's go back through this. Blaster rifle. Triumph. 11. Yeah, but minus is soak. All right, I will apply. I'll apply that 11 damage, and then I'll give him a what do you call it? A critical because of the triumph.
Would the critical be that he was knocked out?
It could be, but it won't be.
If we listen back, if this makes a difference in the final battle, I'm going to be very upset.
You're not going to listen, so it doesn't matter.
Got to do that.
I will do it out of spite.
No, you won't. You'll forget.
Just be sitting there like this.
Out of spite. You'll forget out of spite.
All right, so he's got a discouraging wound.
Hold on. You have to add, I think it's 10 to that.
Why?
Because I have lethal blows. Add 10% per rank of lethal blows to any critical injury results inflicted on opponents.
Okay, so let's see what 30...
Oh, no. 47, because I got 2 ranks in it.
All right. So 47 would be... Headringer.
Sounds like a boom to the noggin.
To the noggin.
A boom to the noggin.
Where is it? Critical injuries. What did I say? A head ringer. Okay. All right, let's see what that even means. The target increases the difficulty of all intellect and cunning checks by one until the end of the encounter.
Oh, I've done nothing.
No, I didn't even know
those. We definitely don't use intellect.
I don't think you even knew that was a thing.
I don't think that's a. I don't think anyone's ever been concerned with our intellect before.
Okay, so he's got a critical injury. And so you've knocked him back. This is the Wookiee with the laser eye patch. And Butt Radar has come down from the ceiling. She's holding a Gatling gun. And she says, "I've got you now. Say hello to my little friend." And she just starts spraying down fire.
Oh, can I talk my way out of this?
Jesus. Can I run to the door, the locker? Is there room for me behind there, or do I need to take cover elsewhere?
I think a locker is probably not big enough for three people, one of the people being pretty big. So I think you're going to have to find somewhere else to go.
Okay, can I go around the corner back towards the hallway where I found Charlie in the box?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm running for it. Just booking it.
All right. And yeah, he's just, she's just laying down like fire. She's kind of firing indiscriminately.
Yeah. Suppressing fire!
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus Christ! I'm gonna just run around the corner.
Fight me, you cowards!
Quick!
No,
into the locker!
You have a gun behind the ceiling! It came out of the ceiling! Hardly
yes.
Seems fair!
Sarn, get in the locker. Come on, we can kind of fit.
Nope, I'll shoot at her.
All right, well, get behind the locker and at least use that.
All right, yes, I will use the locker to steady the gun to shoot at her.
To steady the gun and for defense. You are
defense, yes.
You're our golden ticket out of here, buddy.
I am not doing good.
I know.
I only have like 3 more wounds till I pass out again.
You got, like, stimmies on you, though. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, they only knock out one wound this time. No, maybe it's two and then one.
Well...
two and then one and then zero.
Yeah.
Well, better than being dead.
Got you there.
That's, you might not have my full medical support, but you have my full moral support.
Well, isn't that the most important thing?
Are you guys talking back there?
We're talking about just being shot at.
Okay, I'm adding everyone to combat.
No.
I'm
hiding in a locker.
Yeah, you're in combat. I mean, you can just continue to hide it. So you did go in the locker.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I'm gonna be like behind it.
Perfect.
Oh, I forgot.
I am around the corner
again.
Slash T.
Oh.
You always get to do it backwards.
I know. Sorry.
So do we do vigilance or cool?
Cool.
Cool.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
What'd you say? Did you say cool, Tiger?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
Holy cow.
Is that you, Brandon?
Yes.
Wow.
Whoever's got four stimmies.
I'm really cool.
Yeah, I always forget. Somehow.
What is that name?
What?
Oogij.
Oogie McTalk. That's the name of the...
the laser guy?
Yeah, laser eye guy.
Oogie McTalk?
Yes.
That's a great name.
It actually is.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, good job, dude.
Yeah, I ripped it off.
You did a good job.
Thanks.
Oh, well, then I take it back.
Thanks. No.
All right, all so right. I guess we have a. So he stopped shooting. Everyone is hiding at this point. We do have a PC slot.
You guys mind?
Go ahead.
No,
Sarn,
go.
Sarn's first.
By all means.
All right, so I have quick strike, and I'm going to precise aim.
Okay, so, all right. Go ahead. The precise aim is a boost?
Precise aim is a boost. The quick draw? Quick strike?
Yeah.
No, quick strike is the boost. Precise aim lowers the defense.
Okay, and that's good because he's behind, she's behind a barrier. So that would be, it's going to be a setback. And what was the, which is the one that got rid of?
Difficulty?
Yeah, not difficulty. The
that added the boost?
No, wait, hold on, I'm sorry. You had quick draw?
Quick strike.
Quick strike. And then I thought, what was the other one?
Precise aim.
Okay, precise aim. Passive. And that, once per round may perform precise aim, suffer number of strain, and reduce target's melee and ranged defense by that number. Okay. So they have one ranged defense because they have, Majesty's coming down on, well, it's from the ceiling, but it's kind of like a cherry picker if you manage to see him coming down. So he's sitting in like one of those, in a bucket.
So she's a dais, basically, that's coming out of the ceiling.
Yep. Can we shoot down the dais?
The dais is attached to the ceiling.
Guys, there's a whole other room on top of this room that she's been sitting on, waiting.
You're not right in here right now.
So
I'm around the corner. I can see the locker. I can see you.
So what's
I'm in the locker, so you can't see me.
I've got one setback, and then do I lower the difficulty?
No, that the precise aim lowers
the
defense, which would be a setback. I believe defense adds adds a setback die. So one range defense would add a setback die. So you will not get the setback die on this one for suffering the strain.
Okay. Yeah. 13.
Okay.
With four advantages, so is. That's a critical, right? Oh, no, two advantages, four successes. Never mind.
So that's...
All right. Can I use my advantages to put difficulty on her next check or setback?
How would that work?
With the... When I fired at her, it kind of heated up the metal on the bucket.
Okay.
So she can't, like, aim or anything because it's too hot.
Okay. That works. Okay. So that would be a setback on her next turn. Or on
yeah.
Turn. Okay.
You can use an advantage to apply a critical injury.
We're not doing that. I gotta turn this off. I mean, I think it helps, but I don't want these. What I don't want is these just to be the things that we pick from. So, like, yours was pretty good.
What, the ideas?
Yeah, but it says a based on critical rating of the weapon. So, I just don't want it to be automatic, I guess. But you still need three advantages in order to lock the critical with the blaster rifle. Right, that's what we decided. Or that's what we figured out that two was for. Okay. All right, I will use NPC turn for Oogie McTok. He's going to start moving along the edge towards Bobbins in this door, but basically getting closer.
Bobbins, be on the lookout. Someone's following you.
Alright. The butt radar. Is going to shoot towards Mac. Mac is in the locker. And Sarin is hiding behind the locker. So I'm going to consider that to be two setbacks. I'm going to consider that to be two setbacks since you have cover. All right. Should be 3 seconds. No, I'm just kidding.
3 seems like a lot.
It does seem like a lot, but he's also inside of a lot. okay, this does 12 damage to
the locker.
The locker. so the locker is, let's say that we've completely destroyed the face of the locker, so you can still hide behind it, but hiding inside it is not going to give you that two setback anymore. And now you're kind of exposed.
Oh, I'm exposed. Oh my god.
I think that brings you to a PC, right?
Can I shoot back?
It is a PC turn.
Yeah, can I shoot at the butt?
You can shoot at the butt.
Alright, I'm going to shoot out of the butt with my a blaster.
Okay. And it's one setback because he has cover. She has cover.
Okay. I'm a rolling. Oof.
Yes.
But I have two advantages.
Okay.
Hey, can one advantage be that I got enough that I like shot at like I shot at her feet, made her jump a little bit?
Yes.
All right.
She jumps a little bit.
I have the advantage of intimidation.
Sorry. That's so silly.
There's more where that came from.
Dance partner.
Can't say the same thing about this locker.
No.
I just imagine it's got like a Mac shape, like the bullets are just like outlining Mac. In the locker, you know,
and he's exposed like a turtle exposed. with a shell off. And he's just under. He's back there, just wearing a heart's boxers.
I mean, yes, probably no.
Okay.
Well, shit.
And that is. Now it's back to PC.
NPC.
Okay. NPC.
All right. They're gonna shoot towards Mac, who is now exposed.
Oh! Why me?
Because you're exposed. That's you're sitting duck. Why you? Sarn is almost dead.
I reiterate, why me? Of course. But it's set on stun setting, so I'm
it's
just,
not on. It's not on.
That's what it says.
Okay.
I'm fine. I'm still here.
Do you want me to apply any damage?
No.
I'm gonna anyway. Okay. Bobbin.
Can I lean around the corner and shoot Oogie Boogie with my blaster rifle?
Yeah. Who gave you a blaster?
I needed. I think I picked one up off someone. Turns out guns are a lot useful when other people have guns.
Yeah, they just fall in your lap when you roll with us.
Do I need to do any extra setbacks or anything?
No.
Alrighty.
Because you're standing out and shooting at it. It's not like a blind fire, right?
No, I'm thinking I'm running out it long enough because said, Sarn said someone was coming, so.
Okay.
Yeah, pop out, shoot him. But I'm really bad at aiming.
Turns out
I'm okay.
Check succeeded.
Ah!
Alright, in which case. You hit Oogie McTok, and they go down. You basically catch the feet out from under him. He slides right onto his back, and he appears to be down.
Down and out, or down?
Down. He's not moving.
Okay.
It's hard to tell if you killed him, but it's certainly not looking good. You would not want to be in that position sometime soon.
Okay.
Okay. This, one of the, this guard is going to shoot towards, Sarn, I guess. Actually, he's going to run towards, Oogie McTok and to check on them.
Oogie McTok. Okay.
And that brings it to the top of the order, which is.
Alright, does anyone want to go?
How are you doing, bud?
Fine, I guess.
Alive.
What if we ran behind that cage looking like thing and took home?
I don't know how much you know about cages, but you can shoot right through them.
I mean, there's something. I mean, there's got to be a slight...
It is.
Like a setback of some sort.
He wants to roll back into the cage?
Cage is home.
Where's your sister at?
She's to the side. She does have a blaster pistol.
She's in a cage.
She is in a cage.
We need to go save her.
Well, I mean...
Also, we can hide behind this other cage.
And hide behind your sister.
Use your sister as a human meat shield.
Well, Charlie's in the way.
We can use Charlie as a shield.
You can use him as a shield?
Yes, let's roll.
No! Charlie, no! I've already lost Michael.
Charlie's unconscious.
All the friends I made keep dying.
Not the very first two you met. Not yet.
What about that guy, the drunk guy?
Michael?
Yeah.
He's dead.
I know! Yes!
Yeah, he was killed in cold blood.
And Rumbex. Yeah.
No, Rumbex is still alive, presumably.
Dude, he's gonna come back as like a late story villain. I just know it.
I hope so. Oh no, he flipped on the dark side point.
Nope, that was an accident. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
I thought Rumbex was gonna come flying into the room.
back
for revenge. Things just got way worse.
Now, Rubex.
I guess. Do you?
You guys need time to figure out.
Do you guys think I should shoot the grunts or?
Yeah, grunt.
But radar.
I say you
shoot
look grunt.
Shoot the one with the Gatling gun. Are you kidding?
Well, shoot the nearest one.
If I shoot the grunts, then they won't be able to attack.
We can take the grunts.
You think I can take the Gatling gun?
Better than us.
Just shoot.
I'll shoot.
Just shoot blindly. Whatever you hit, you hit. You know, your sister. You hit the grunt. You hit her. And hit somebody.
Everyone dies.
And everyone dies. Let's just blow the ship up.
That would track.
That, yes. Punch someone in the nuts and blow up the ship.
It is almost probably going to happen.
Alright, I'll aim and shoot at the butt radar.
Alright. Go for it.
Setback?
Yes.
Aiming gets me a boost.
Yeah. Alright.
Beck succeeded.
Oh, it's a critical. I got 5 advantages.
Okay. So, we will... All right, so you're good aiming and shooting. You know, some of it comes off the shield, but you do hit the butt radar, who suffers a critical injury.
Plus 20. Come on, 100. You know, 120 damage.
It's gonna be Baz all over again.
Alright. Butt radar is temporarily lame.
Well, no, she's permanently lame.
Oh. Lame!
Okay, temporarily lame.
Loser!
She's just having a rough time in her life.
The target cannot perform more than one maneuver during his turn.
Oh, good, because she just stands there and shoots us.
Yeah.
But she can't aim.
Oh, she that's true. I also want to use the targeted blow.
What is that?
Because after a successful attack, may spend one destiny point to add equal... damage equal to agility to one in the head. So, right. four more damage.
Alright. Alright. The butt radar looks pretty damaged. They're kind of, like, leaning over the edge of this articulated bucket. And with her turn, she swings the bucket all the way to the other side of the room. And she lowers it to the floor. Oh. And she's right next to the cage with Makara in it.
Bro.
Oh. Makara, shoot her.
She does have a pistol. Okay.
That'll be a surprise.
That would be a surprise. At this point, she's in the cage, but she's to the far end of it. She is terrified. She's not been in battle before. Yes, she has the blaster, but she is just trying to... I don't know. She's just scared. That brings up the next NPC slot. And they fire towards Sarn. They're starting to move a little bit towards where the butt radar is. The cage is up in the air. They make a few steps this way, then turn towards Sarn and fire. Well, yeah. Who's in front?
Oh, Mac is still inside.
Oh, yes, but he's exposed. So now we're on the... No, what?
I don't want to be exposed.
Okay. So they shoot towards Sarn, I guess. Then.
Dodge.
Dodges a strain.
Yeah.
And adds a setback.
Upgrade the difficulty.
Upgrade difficulty. So then I go to three difficulty.
That's not worth a strain, but okay.
I mean, we'll see.
Right.
Check succeeded. So that does hit Sarn. Sarn is at the threshold again.
Yes.
Okay. So you're temporarily out.
Do you want to roll a 100 for my critical?
Yes. What would it be, plus 30?
Yeah. Oh boy.
Scattered senses. Target removes all D. That must be a font.
I don't know. I don't have sufficient permission to see it.
It's probably. Remove all bonuses from skill check until the end of the encounter. But you are knocked out at this point.
Yeah. All right, you guys got this.
Well, you can't. Yeah, they can't hear you.
I can't see it.
All right. That brings up a PC slot.
Bobensuashiga.
Can I shoot the guy coming to Oogly Boogly?
Yes.
Towards him? All right, cool.
All right, check succeeded. Yeah, you obliterated. You
just 2 for 2.
She's getting the... Oh, I can't say anything. I'm conscious.
That's okay.
Blood lost!
Alright, so I lost the NPC turn. Which brings up... Mac. Alright, so that's the end of the turn. You guys see in the back of the room... this whole room looks like a hangar, because it is. You see the back door rise up like a garage door, the blast shields, and you see the vast emptiness of space. And behind, through that door, you can see there's still the fighter battle going on between the Zahn Consortium and the Redarian chain. There's laser fire going back and forth, and two kinds of... There's the pirate ships of the Redarian chain, and then the criminal underworld, the corporate criminal Zahn Consortium, their ships in dogfight.
Wow.
That does bring it to Mac's turn.
I'm going to blast at the butt.
Okay.
Just gonna. Yeah, I gave her a warning shot. I want that known.
Okay.
Do I have any setbacks or? Since
there shooting? Would be one setback because of her shield.
Still because of that. Okay.
So yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. You're successful. The butt radar is bowled over You see them just lie straight on the ground.
Makara, run!
She's in a cage!
Makara, hide!
Alright. But as she's laying there unconscious, you see her whisper something into a comm. You can't quite hear what it is. In the back, you see... you see fly up the, what was this thing called? The Rotten Core. It kind of comes up from the bottom and it flies. Oh, you can't see. So it floats up from the bottom and is right in front of the door with their guns faced towards you. This ship is so big, it probably couldn't fit in the hangar. It's about the same size as the Kahuna Wave. It might be able to, but it would be very, very tight. So, but it now has the guns faced at you, and you can hear its very, very loud engines just blasting through the open door.
Boy, we are in a pickle.
Okay. I just flipped a dark side point.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You see... well, Sarn, you don't see it. But Mac, you're the closest to see. You can see that the butt radar is army crawling. Very, very hurt. But, you know, like almost like bleeding out almost. They are army crawling towards this door over here. And leaving behind a trail of blood. NPC. This Wookiee is moving in this direction and fires towards it fires towards Bobbins, because as they move towards this angle, they can see you. They have a better shot angle at you, and you did just shoot these people here.
Oh, do you see my murder pile?
All right. Weapons, blaster carbine. Gosh.
Ah, fuck.
All right. So you have 10 damage minus your 2 soak, which is 8. Which brings you to
13. Yes. I just added it, sorry.
Okay. Alright. Bobbins is also down for the count.
Oh no. It's up to Mac.
Mac. It's up to you, bud.
What?
So Mac, you were just sitting there. You did manage to completely knock out the, from what you can tell, the butt radar. You taking them out of the battle. They are crawling towards a closet door. You are inside a burnt out locker, and you're staring down. You have two dead friends, and you're staring out the door. And there's a what is this? A YT-1200, just floating in an empty garage door, pointed towards you.
What will you
what
do?
What do you do? What will you do?
Oh, God. Can I give Sarn a stimmy?
Yeah.
Will that wake him up?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to stimmy him right up.
Okay.
Because after that, I don't know what to do. I need my good time pal.
My sweet cheese.
My sweet cheese.
My good time boy.
I think we don't have to roll for that, right?
I think so. I think it's just an act.
Oh,
I think
it's Sarn is frozen.
All right, so I'm back.
So Matt comes over to you, and he got shot, and somewhere in the locker he found an ice pack. And you wake up from being dead, and he's holding an ice pack on his boo-boo.
Sarn, you think you're in pain? I think I bruised my pinky.
All right.
Oh, God, he froze again.
Yeah, oh, perfect. No.
Another great one. Another ring dinger.
Shit. Oh, no.
Quick, give him another. Give him your ice pack.
Okay.
Oh, right. He's back.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I believe, where are we at? I guess we're at the... Sarn or Mac just did his PC move. We're at an NPC move. You see the cannons on the YT whatever, 500. They turn all... There's a big one kind of on the Millennium Falcon. There's the turret on top. It turns from where it was, which is a random angle, and spins right at into the bay. And let's see. Okay. It starts blasting. And it's pelting the back of the hangar. Things are blowing up behind you. There's like equipment on the walls. It's exploding. It's all like maintenance type stuff and boxes, which are, filled with papers and drugs and all sorts of things that pirates have. Papers and drugs. They're blowing up. There's debris everywhere. Things are starting on fire.
I imagine I'm just like huddled down, like trying to like cover myself from all the debris.
Yeah, the Deborah.
Okay,
What are we gonna do?
Whose turn is it?
It is PC.
So okay. It's your turn. I say we run.
Oh, yeah.
I say we grab Bo Benz and we run towards that YT and
take our chance.
Jump at it. I don't know.
Into space?
I'm desperate. I don't know what to do. That's why I brought you back. This was my plan before I brought you back.
Okay, I give Mac a stimmy to go give to Bo Benz. Okay. Mac, do you tell me where the butt radar went off to?
She's off to the left. She's trying to make her way out that... She's crawling out that door over there on the left.
Oh, follow the blood trail?
Yeah, follow the blood trail.
Okay. All right.
But so go save your sister first, I would suggest.
Well, I need to unlock the cage.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Otherwise, she would have been out. All right, so I give a stimmy to Mac to give to Bo Benz.
Okay.
And then I start running towards that door, But I want to shoot at this Wookiee that's right here. On the way.
All right. That to do all of that, you're going to need to take a strain.
That's fine.
Okay. And then I'll let you take a shot at this Wookiee.
Okay. You want me to do a setback or a difficulty because I'm running and shooting?
Yes. So a setback, I guess.
Shouldn't say anything. I succeeded, though.
So. Okay. You shoot him. They take damage, but they're still standing.
That's fine. I'm running past and going into the door anyway.
Okay. I'm going to say you are right about here. Okay. All right. Okay. You're sprinting this way. We've got back up to the start of the initiative order. Mac, it's your turn.
I run around. I bust out of my locker as fast as I can, gun in hand, and I'm running towards Bo Benz.
Okay.
I'm filled with determination.
All right. And you can, if you're not going to take a shot, you can do another maneuver, which would be to apply this impact.
Yes, absolutely. I run, I slide, I dive, and I stab it right into wherever it needs to go.
Okay.
My butt.
Oh.
Oh, my.
How much is my wounds decrease? Is it 4 or 3?
Have you taken one before?
Yes, I used one earlier today.
Okay, so well, 4.
4. Okay, so it goes down.
Okay.
Bobans! We need to get out of here! I imagine I'm yelling because it's like a war zone.
Yes, it's absolutely a war zone.
We gotta get out of here!
An NPC. Shoot. Okay. Let's see. All right. Mac. This Wookiee is going to shoot towards you. Bobbins is still on the ground. She's now conscious. You're on your knees, like, next to her, bringing her back to life, nursing her to health. But this Wookiee here is going to take his shot at you.
Oh, you're still in private.
But the check failed. Can you see it now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The shot failed. It just kind of shoots around you. But it does spook you.
Oh, I jump in the middle air.
Yeah.
Remember, I am shirtless. Repeat, shirtless.
Shirtless.
Okay. I don't have another NPC to use this next slot, so it goes to another PC slot.
You just came back to life, so.
So Bo Benz wakes up just like screaming, right in front of Mac's face.
Okay.
She's gonna turn.
Laser bolts like fly past.
As she stands up and sees the bolts firing at her, I would like to turn and start running towards the guy who just fired at me or fired at Mac.
All right. All right, you're running that way.
Yep. Screaming, by the way. Screaming the entire time.
Okay. You could either go halfway and shoot or all the way and then he'll be in your hands for your next turn.
I want to go the entire way to start grappling with him. I've had enough of guns.
Okay.
You right. did so good with them, though.
Yeah, you actually...
Well, if it doesn't work out, it'll be fine, but, you know...
The guns will still maybe be there.
The guns will always be there. Okay. But Bobenz is in a adrenaline-fueled rage.
Awesome.
Yeah. Big, purple, and pissed.
I didn't know you were purple.
Well, it's just kind of a purplish-gray, I guess.
Okay.
I know Lestat are... Well, I know Lestat is purple.
Yeah.
So in the episodes of all the other ones, they're all purple, too.
More of a brownish gold. All right, okay. Sarn, that makes it your turn.
Oh, I am busting in that door after the butt radar.
All right, you follow the bloodstain. You see, like, it's a width of a Wookiee of bloodstain going under the door and through there. You jiggle the handle of the door. It's locked.
Oh, I wonder what I am going to do.
What do you do?
I kick that door open.
Okay. You kick the door open. You have, like, this crazy, like, mom strength going on. You're not really a mom, and this doesn't really fit, but you're running on absolute empty and just raw blood... lust rampage. And if there were hinges in space, this door would be flying off the hinges. But the door just comes right off and you walk into the room.
And what do I see?
You see in the corner is slumped over on like on their butt facing towards the door, their hands on like either side of the wall, and the butt radar is laying there. Bleeding out.
All right.
But they're conscious.
Okay. I walk up. I go, where's the key to the cage?
And they starts coughing. Blood is coming out. She's like, I am not giving it to you.
I want to punch one of her injuries.
Okay, roll for melee.
Oh my god, if I fail this.
It's gonna be zero difficulty.
I can still fail.
You can still fail. Okay, you succeed. And with advantage.
Where is it?
Okay. Do you have something you want to use the advantage for?
Just to get into her head, like when I yell, where is it? It's just blood, like spit, flying out of my mouth onto her face.
God, it's gross. So much blood. She's like, just don't. I'll give you whatever you want. Just don't kill me.
Give it to me.
Just don't kill me.
Okay, give it to me.
She reaches into her belt, and pulls out. It looks like a key fob for a car, and she hands it to you. It's got a button on it.
Can I press the button?
Yes.
Does the whole ship blow up?
No. It looks like you know from just being a person in the world. It's a key, like a remote opening device.
Okay.
So yes, you push it, and. Sarn, you don't see anything that happens because you're in this room. Mac, you do see the... you're still huddled in the back there. Things are on fire. There's blaster fire coming in from that ship. Nothing's hitting you directly on, but they're getting closer and closer. You do see the cage come up from around Makara, and she's herself exposed.
Oh, I hate when things are exposed.
Yeah, it's your new nemesis.
I imagine I'm just sitting on the floor like, what the fuck am I doing here? and I see the cage, you know, like I could be anywhere else, and I'm here right now, and I'm watching a Wookiee and a Lissett go at it. I'm watching, you know,
yeah.
Sarn walked out. I'm gonna run towards Makara just to make sure she's safe.
Okay.
And if there's a Wookiee in my way, I'm gonna go blasting.
Okay. Roll for me an athletics check. It's just gonna be average.
You got it, dude. Is average 3 or 2?
2.
Okay. Sorry, I had it set at 3, so I just want to make sure. Yeah, because okay. I succeeded.
All right. You're bobbing in and out as fire is going, like laser fire is going around your head. Yes, exactly like that. And you're bounding. You run straight past Bobbins, who's got this Wookiee in her hands in by the lapel. And you run towards and slide right in front of Makara.
Hi, I'm Max Skyblade. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, we met earlier. What's going on? I don't feel safe.
I'm gonna get you out of here. Let's start blasting.
Blast what?
Oh, you have a gun. Just follow my lead.
No, she does have a gun. She does have a gun.
All right, well, follow my lead. I start blasting.
Okay, where are you blasting towards?
Is there any enemies?
No. I mean, there's the big ship enemy.
Yeah, I'll blast towards that then.
Okay. Makara is also, she takes your lead. She's kind of hiding behind you.
Yeah.
Yes. And you're standing in front. You kind of taken the lead because this person is clearly out of their depth. And she's hiding behind you, but has her arm around, not around like hug, but around like the side of you, blasting towards the ship as you're blasting towards the ship.
Yes.
Okay. That brings us up to the next PC slot.
Sorry?
Bobbins? I thought it was Bobbins to fight.
Yeah. I just want to start wailing on this guy.
Okay.
Is it a brawl or a melee?
Since it's not weapon, it would be a brawl. Oh, you succeeded.
Yeah, I just want to punch the shit out of him.
Okay. Just like, and it does. What is your brawn?
My brawn?
Yes, this is a number. It's
2. Brawl is 3. I don't. Oh, brawn. Brawn is 2.
Okay. So you do 2 damage to them. They are unconscious. So how are you wailing on him?
Oh, she's kind of like with one hand holding him and with the other hand just like head, gut, you know, just giving him the big 1-2 and just wailing on him.
Okay. Have you lost? Are you? He starts becoming unconscious while you're wailing on him.
Great.
Yeah. And you can tell the life just kind of leaves him, and he's in. You have this unconscious just rag doll in your hands.
Ken.
Whoa.
Okay. All right. And let's see. I can't shoot anything with this. All right, I am going this. Okay. You notice that the guns on the ship are starting to get more accurate. And coincidentally, it hits. There's the next shot from it shoots the unconscious Wookiee in your hands, and sort of just vaporizes him in like a pink and hair mist.
Word.
But that will, that kind of does it for the NPCs that I have. That brings it to, let's say, Sarn.
All right. So, but Radar is still alive.
Yes.
Can I yell at her to call off the attacking ship?
I'm going to
yell at her to turn off her to call off.
Not a chance in hell.
All right, I shoot her in the face.
All right.
With the blaster pistol.
Okay. So how does that happen? Because you have the carbine in your hand, I imagine, or.
Well, I kind of let it, like, sink down in one hand, like my off hand.
Okay.
And then I pull out the pistol with my right hand, the good hand.
Okay. You shoot her, she's, for all accounts, dead. Her body goes completely limp in the head, right? You shoot her through the head?
Yes.
Okay. At that point, you see on her chest, or her belt, a light starts blinking. It seems to be some type of timer, and it's beeping.
Okay. I'm going to rip off the medallion and run.
Okay. You rip off the medallion and run.
Should I make an athletics check?
No.
Okay.
Where do you run to?
Into the hangar. And I'm just screaming, we gotta go. We gotta go now. But Raider's dead. Bomb, maybe. Go.
Go where?
Back to the wave.
Did you forget we were dropped off?
Oh, shit. There's, well, then let's go to the hangar. There's got to be a ship there.
You're in the hangar.
No, not the hangar, a hangar.
Is the ship outside still firing?
I'm not convinced. Yes. I'm going to go take that ship.
All right, we got to get away from this room.
Okay. I think the easiest way is to jump into that ship and get out of here.
That sounds like a terrible idea. We don't even have the power loader.
So terrible, it just might work.
That is not how this works. This
aren't
is
you
the real life,
now?
Man.
Wait.
We'll use the force.
Aren't you the butt radar now?
Yes.
Then tell them
tell
to
them
knock
to
it
stop.
Off.
I don't have the communications to reach them.
She does somewhere on her body.
Yeah, her body's about to explode.
Did you not loot the body?
I took the medallion. And then this thing started blinking. We should probably not stand here.
All right, well, what do you guys
okay.
want to do?
So you have the medallion.
I just start running towards the door. Well, actually, to where Makar is at.
You forgot you had a sister there for a second, didn't you?
Yeah, the one I just rescued. I almost died four times for.
And she says, you have the medallion.
Now let's go.
No, you are the butt radar now.
Yes.
She's right. You are the butt radar.
Yes, I know. Let's show.
Show them.
Oh. That's a good idea. I'll just run up to this where the door's open and just hang the medallion up.
Okay. You run directly up to the ship. The ship has its cannons pointed directly at you. And you run up to it. It's probably about the size of, oh, I don't know. I'm trying to think of like a real, like a, like a tree trunk, like a really old tree
just
trunk.
Hold on.
And it's pointed directly at, it looks exactly like that. Yeah, you point it directly at the cannon. And it stops shooting. And it, you can tell that the turret is deactivated. And it sort of powers down, but it's still floating there.
Tell it to get us out of here, Sarn.
And
I don't just like, I point at the ship and I point to like, well, it can't land because it's too big.
We can open the side door and we can jump into it. Sorry, Tiger, I keep interrupting.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. I want you to keep going.
So, like, I'm trying to think of a way to pantomime, like, opening the ramp onto the... through the door so we can climb up it.
Give us your best, though, right now, to give us your best charade of what you would actually do in that situation. Now, go. Yes, that's perfect. See, I was just going to go like...
And at that moment, you see the ship. It starts to rock back and forth, sort of like uncontrolled. And you start to look at it, and you can see the cockpit kind of in the distance. It's like the cannon's closer to you, but towards the back, you can see like where the cockpit is. You notice the window breaks. And flying out of the window is one corpse. Then you see two corpses. And then the ship starts to turn. The ramp comes down. And coming down the ramp is a tiny little robot the size of a Roomba. And it comes out and it says, "Meat bags."
What and I just, the hell?
Bowman just starts running towards him, jumps out of the ship and up the ramp.
We should probably be going.
Let's go.
Yes, we have to make a quick stop first, though.
What?
We have to make one quick stop.
We've got room bags.
Yes, we got room bags, but there's those two Twi'lek dancers, sex slaves that were being used that we told we were going to rescue.
We don't have a lot of time.
Are we going to take Charlie too?
Charlie's dead.
Is Charlie dead?
He's unconscious. It's unclear if he's dead.
Hold on. Roombex, you're going to love this. And I run back down the ramp, grab Charlie, and then run back onto the ship.
All right. Through the door where the butt radar is, you can see some red lights are starting to flash pretty
threateningly.
Thank you. Makara, so you guys run on there and Makara says, we need to save those Twi'leks. We cannot leave them behind.
I know, that's where my next stop is.
Okay,
I'll fly the new ship.
Okay, you guys all
busted, you can't breathe.
Got me there.
You got me there. You guys run onto the ship, and let's see, where are you at? You guys all run up the ramp onto the ship. Bobbins, you are carrying Charlie in the box.
Over my shoulder.
Okay.
This is a nice ship. Almost as nice as the wave.
Almost. It doesn't have the wood paneling we've grown to love.
You guys get on, close the door, you turn, and as you pull out of the hangar, you see just fireball exploding, blowing out the door. The ship is very badly damaged, but it for the moment is still in one piece.
All right.
I grab like a steel plate off a wall and like kind of jam it against the window that's got a hole in it and like that should hold.
Okay. And when you do it, it's not very...
seal off.
Yeah, you did not take a lot of safety precautions. So you just grabbed like a steel plate and held your breath. And then were trying to bolt this thing to over the hole.
I was hoping suction would just hold it in place, you know? Like.
Yes. Yeah, no, it definitely starts to hold it in place.
Yes, science.
Yeah, and then Bobbins starts to help you. Like after you get it on and it's mostly sealed, Bobbins comes over there and she's helping you seal the window shut on there.
And look, you guys I found are starting duct tape.
Exactly.
Duct tape. Fantastic. Space duct tape.
Space duct tape. Don't forget.
All right. Let's fly.
Okay.
We got to go get the Twi'leks.
We're going to go get the Twi'leks. Where are they at?
Where we got dropped off.
All right. I fly there.
I go there.
Don't forget the power loader armor. All
right. You guys.
You just got a laundry list, a grocery list for me to pick up. Don't forget the
milk. I'm the butt radar. I forgot what kind of power this wields.
Okay, you guys come up to the like the Titanic, the ship is starting to become cockeyed, although that doesn't make any sense in space, but you would know it if you were watching it on the screen. And you guys come up to the front. Mac, somewhat wobbly, he's getting used to the controls. He slides in exactly where you guys came up. There's the door that you guys came in. And you are flying right next to it. Very similar to, like, at the end of Empire Strikes Back when they pick up Luke.
Ooh. All right, so I can open the door that's connecting?
Yeah, you have a way.
Actually,
of...
no, I tell Makara to go do it.
Okay, Makara is not used to, like, action-type stuff, but she sort of nods when you tell her to do it because she gets what you're going for. And you're able to use a thing on the ship that's meant for, because it's a pirate ship, for breaching holes, basically. So it shoots a tunnel across, and she's able to open the door and get in there. And she looks at the these other two Twi'leks. Remember, it was Del and Ufadi, or Deal. And they are terrified because they think the ship is going to go down. They're about to die. And she looks over to them and, you know, you can see a relief in the two Twi'leks on the ship's eyes as they see Makara in a moment of recognition. And she's waving them to come into the ship. And they run onto your ship.
All right. Then I get on the communicator and go, Mac.
Let's get cracking.
Let's go. Let's blow this popsicle joint.
We're blowing it.
Punch it.
I'm punching it.
Okay. As you start to move away from the ship, let me see.
Oh, steer away from the battle that's going on. Don't fly through it.
Yes. Wouldn't the ship have comms?
Have we just met? I'm not flying anywhere near that.
The ship has comms, right?
Sure. The ship, it does have comms, yeah.
Well, you're the butt radar. Just tell them to stop.
But they can't see that. Anyone could just be like, I'm the butt radar.
But have you
we don't have hologram technology on this ship?
Listen, I'm not really trying to figure that out right now.
You just need to roll a good deception.
Hey, what happened to Bet Bebo?
What happened?
What did happen to Bet Bebo? That's a good question.
He just dropped us off, I thought.
Okay, you guys start to fly away from the ship. You're trying to avoid the battle, but they see the ship flying away. And they know that the ship is not under control because of the original pilot, because they saw him being forcefully ejected. So you do have two fighters that sort of buzz directly onto you.
Everyone hold your hats.
I'm going to get in the turret just in case.
Oh, I'm holding on to my hat.
Okay.
Because I just upgraded my gunnery on the turrets.
And they come on to you, and you see a screen. So you're in the turret, right, Sarn?
Yeah.
Okay. Mac, you see a little Pop-Tart come up from the dashboard. It pops up. It startles you because for some reason you still don't expect this to happen. And a little screen comes up, and you can see the faces of one of the fighter pilots, and they're telling you to cease and desist.
I'll do no such thing. And I push it down. Damn Pop-Tarts.
Okay.
I fly. I keep flying.
All right.
Bobens, can she kind of like go up to the cockpit? And I'm assuming it's kind of crazy, so she's just holding on to one arm. And she's like, hey, remember that Wookiee we hostaged earlier?
Yeah, where's our ship? Where's the Kahuna Wave? Can we see it?
Yeah, can we contact her?
Oh, the Wookiee, yes.
Royale with cheese?
Yes, Royale.
Royale, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good way to remember it.
Yeah. Yeah, our really helpful hostage who helped us do the estate planning. Is she...
I'm her boss now.
Is she available?
Like, for dating?
Well, I got my hands full with everyone else we've taken hostage. Is she available?
Can we ring her up on the doodad, or can I run on a perception check and see if I see her anywhere?
Why don't you just call her?
Oh, that's what I'm asking.
So just call her.
All right.
Give me 1 second.
He's got to get in the character.
Yes. How did you know?
He's got to put on his wig.
Couldn't even see him. No. Also, I thought of a good name for this ship, and we ultimately decide to keep it.
For our fleet?
Yeah.
I thought it was the Rotten Core. Is that not what it was called?
Oh, we're definitely going to change it.
Oh, what do you got?
This is definitely going to be the Kahuna Tsunami.
The Kahuna Tsunami?
I love this. This is what you're saying to them, like as you're being... okay.
I just feel like we're on hold. Like, hold on, I'm on hold. What's that, Sarn? Kahuna Tsunami?
Kahuna Tsunami.
I love it.
Kahuna Salami?
Kahuna Salami.
No, not salami.
All right. Okay, so you're going to try and hail Rael.
Yeah.
Rael, Bobben, or not Bobben, Bebibu, like, whoever hears us.
All right, so what are you, so you're just putting out, like, a distress thing? Basically?
No, I'm calling out to the Kahuna Wave, calling out to the Kahuna Wave. Where the hell's my ship?
What?
Royale?
What the? And you hear, what the hell is this Pop-Tart that just popped up?
Hello?
Mac?
Yes, indeed. I am a Pop-Tart now.
Did you see the ship that the Renegade's blood is blowing up?
Yes. Things are going to plan.
Everything's going great.
This was your plan?
Yes. I'm in a little ship. Where are you?
No, I'm still in the Kahuna Wave. I'm in a dogfight. I've been fighting this entire time.
All right, I'm coming your direction.
Doing?
Where
are
you?
Doing good?
What?
What's your count?
You know, this isn't my first rodeo. I'm doing pretty good. 12 to 13 million. No, just kidding. Probably like 5 or 6. I'm doing okay for myself. This ship, it's a hunk of junk, but in the right hands, it could probably be effective.
Thank you. Where are you? Can I fly to you right now?
You can see. Wait, what happened to your Pop-Tart? Are you looking through a Pop-Tart too?
I assumed I was.
Okay. It's Pop-Tart to Pop-Tart communication. You can she's looking to find you on her like little map. You can see her like looking down. She's like, she can see you. She knows okay. All right, I see you. I see where you are. Holy crap. You got some fighters like right on you. That's not good. I do not want to just jump right into that.
I'm
taking care of that.
Okay. All right, Sarn.
Now
it's your turn.
50-50 shot every time.
Sorry, I'm dumb as hell.
I thought we weren't saying that anymore.
We retired that. That was bad for our self-esteem. That was pretty funny.
I'm going to shoot at the fighters that are following us.
All right. Do a gunner. What is it? Gunnery?
I think it is gunnery, yeah.
Yeah.
Gunnery. Difficulty? Because we haven't really done this before.
Just do two.
Okay.
You can aim pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah, you blow one of them up. That's pretty cool.
Yes. I got one! I got one!
You got one.
Aw, that's great!
But don't get cocky!
Thank you.
What are we... Okay. who are we supposed to deliver anything to? Did we ever even think this far?
I don't think I got any farther than getting out of that ship.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Oh, no.
All right, at that moment, you see behind you another fleck of light zooming in on your tail, and it flies up right next to you, and let's see. Let's unhide it. It hey. Is a familiar-looking van, and you look into it, and he's got his guns pointed right at you, and you can see him. You can see him, Sarn, because you have the best view to the side, and you would spin your gun right at him. And through the window, you see Beb Bebo, and he is just on fire. Not, like, literally on fire. He's just in the heat of battle, and he's, like, got he's shirtless. I repeat, shirtless. You can tell he's running on adrenaline right now.
I start waving my hands frantically, like, don't shoot us.
And you can see him look at you, and then you see a Pop-Tart pop up in your console, which caught you by surprise, because you didn't even know that a gunner should be talking to anyone. And Beb Bebo shows up on and is like, hey, what's going on, dude?
Why are your guns trained on us?
Why are you in an enemy ship? I almost shot you down, bro.
Please don't do that. I'm the butt radar now.
The what?
I'm the butt radar.
You got the...
Yes, I got it.
How?
There's only one way to get it.
All right, well, do you see
not that stupid.
I'm pretty stupid.
I'm dumb as hell.
Alright. Alright, man. Well... we got to take care of that bogey on the other side of you there, and then let's rendezvous back at the end of days.
Okay.
I'll send your pilot the coordinates.
Okay. So you gonna shoot him, or you want me to, or what?
What do you want to rock paper scissors for, yeah, or what? Come on, just as fuck.
At least flip a coin, I think.
All right. So at that point, he zooms off, and he's starting to chase. This other fighter, just as you can tell, is like a distraction.
Okay, let's punch it. Meet up with the Kahuna Wave and go.
Okay,
Matt, you're gonna get some coordinates. Ignore them.
Okay, will do.
All right. At that moment, Matt, you get some coordinates.
And ignoring.
Okay. then you hear over the comms, hey, this is Real.
Hello.
Hi, Real.
Hi. I see you got taken care of those two fighters.
Yes.
All right, let's meet up. Let's rendezvous.
All right, where?
I'm going to get the hell out of here.
All right, you want a dock?
What? All right. Okay. Here's some coordinates. Let's meet me over here. It's way in the middle of nowhere, and we can dock there.
We should follow those coordinates, not the first set.
Oh.
He got it!
Got it!
Got it!
While they're all talking, Bobenz looks around, and they're, I'm assuming, now rather tight, like, passenger space, and there's three Twi'leks, an unconscious Wookiee, and Rubex, and she's like, wow, we've taken so many hostage friends today.
Hostage friends, I love it.
Okay, you guys make a bridge in between the two ships. They kind of fly next to each other.
They dock.
Rael comes walking through the tunnel. You guys are kind of away from the skirmish. It's still going on. Like, the remnants of everything's kind of going on. But you guys are a safe distance away. No one is chasing you. And at this point, like I said, the bridge is coming between the two ships. And you've got the... what was the name of it? The one that you're in.
Kahuna Tsunami?
The Kahuna Salami.
Oh, you guys changed the name of it. Okay.
Yeah.
The Kahuna Salami and the Kahuna Wave. And through the tunnel, Rael is coming down. Who is coming to meet her?
Well, I'm in the cockpit flying. Who's going?
You guys are at a steady, and you guys are velocity matched. So if you wanted to leave the cockpit,
we are docked.
You're docked. I repeat, docked.
I'm not leaving the cockpit.
Going to wave back?
Yeah, no, I meant that. I meant I'm running to my cockpit.
You mean you're hiding?
I mean I'm running frantically to get to my ship.
Okay.
This one smells funny.
All right. And
like salami.
You've run right past her. You hit her in the shoulder, and you just bolt past her into the Kahuna Wave. She's still kind of standing there in the middle of the, looking to meet and talk to someone.
I walk up to her. Or I walk into the tunnel next.
Okay.
And I just look at her. I need a drink.
We all need a drink. She reaches out her hand. And to shake hands.
I shake it.
She notices, you see her look at your shoulder. She's looking at the medallion. So you've done it. You're the Butt Radar now.
I'm the Butt Radar. Now, where's that whiskey?
Where's that cake?
There's whiskey on the ship. I think maybe it's time for us to part.
The talk? Oh.
What?
It's time for us to go our separate ways. I was thinking maybe I could take the Rotten Core and just try to start anew.
What if you join our pirate band?
Listen, I've enjoyed our time. I won't forget what we've done here today, and just in the last 48 to 72 hours, it's been a wild ride, but that's just not how this pirate works.
Will you still follow the Butt Radar?
You know,
if you are called upon.
I spent my entire life trying to become the Butt Radar, and at compromising nothing in my pursuit to rise the ranks and become the Butt Radar. But in this battle and in this moment, I've been asking myself, what is it even for? You know, I think maybe I will start my own thing. But I just wanted to say goodbye personally, and thank you for helping me become a better and different person and live for myself.
Give her the Butt Radar medal.
The what?
The Butt Radar medallion.
This makes me... You understand, this makes me the but Radar now.
Yes, who is indebted to me.
I am indebted to you.
Then I pat her on the back and I walk away.
And she go walks...
on to the back to bidet.
Okay. And she walks by and she walks by you and walks towards the other ship, and she turns to you and she said, What were you calling this ship? I only know it as the Rotten Core. What were you calling it?
I was calling it the Kahuna Salami.
I you know what? I like that. I like that.
That's part of our fleet, though. You can't keep Kahuna.
Then I'll just keep Salami.
No, you can keep Kahuna.
That way you know who you're owed.
The Kahuna Salami. It's got a nice ring to it. And she walks back into the ship, closes the door without looking back. And you walk into... Oh, sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, Bo Benz is going to walk out with Charlie over her shoulder, a group of Twi'leks behind her, and Roombeck's like leading the way. She's like, this has just been a great day.
So many new friends. And to think she was but a lonely meter maid before.
Life finds a way, right? Oh, Roombeck's buddy, I'm so happy you're back. I can't even tell you.
I think you're made of meat. I will kill you eventually.
Oh, won't we all? Let's go, bud.
All right. And at that moment, you get back to your end. The bridge sort of... It breaks in half and zooms back to each, like half and half to each ship, like a slinky. And that other ship veers off, and you guys are kind of riding by yourselves now.
Sarn, someone stole our ship!
No, we're in our ship.
No, someone stole the salam! Me.
Yeah, but we're in our home.
What? Okay, I understand that. Out of character, I don't have my. Out of character. I wasn't a part of that discussion. As far as I know, someone stole our ship.
That is fair. It's not our ship anymore.
Whose is it?
It's the Butt Radar's.
What? Aren't you the Butt Radar?
Not anymore.
Already? Who killed
What'd
you?
What'd you do?
No,
wait,
I gave it
up. Where'd the medallion go? Do you have it?
No. I thought we were going to split that medallion. I was going to be half Butt Radar.
So this was all for naught?
No, I got my sister.
And we got hostages!
And we got Roombecks.
And
we got everything we need.
I finally put my shirt on. And I got my shirt back, guys.
God. Yeah, you look great with the shirt on.
All right, hello.
This is Venlana. What
Who
the?
Is this?
Where the fuck are you? Where are you? We're in the shit right now. Did you hear Bebo? You're supposed to rendezvous with the end of days. I'm on the end of days. Where are you? We've got to end this Butt Radar stuff.
Who is this?
Oh, I think it's ended.
This is Venlana. Did you hang up?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
He was smoking.
Smoking. There's a new Butt Radar now.
What does that even mean?
That the Butt Radar has transferred to a new person.
Yeah, well,
yes.
I don't care. Yeah, I need it. The Radarians have been hunting us for so long now. The whole point of this entire thing is to stop them from attacking consortium ships. That's what we hired you for.
Oh, yeah. Can you hold on 1 second?
You hang up.
And then I ring up Rial. Hey, Rial.
This is Rial. I thought that we were done. We kind of that was good closure.
I forgot about
that
something.
That was a really touching moment.
Yeah.
Can you call off the attack
on the consortium? Yes, sir.
Thank you. And then I go back to Venlana. Hey, Venlana.
You fucking hang up on me again, and no. You will be our enemy.
I put you on hold. It's taken care of, and then I hang up on her.
All right. At that moment, it is now quiet in the Kahuna Wave.
I kick my feet back on the steering wheel and just I'm in my happy place. In my cockpit, completely shirted.
I find Makara. And I go to give her a hug.
Well, that was nice music.
And all right, you give her a hug.
We're finally back together.
What was that?
Yeah, that was a shit show, right?
That was wild. Did you see that I was shooting a gun?
I did. Well, no, I didn't. I was busy becoming the butt radar for a couple minutes. But good job. I'm proud of you.
I definitely shot. I probably hit something too.
Yeah, probably. You did really good.
Thank you.
Good job.
So this.
Are you hungry?
I am hungry.
Maybe Riel left something in the oven for us after she moved my boots.
At that moment, you hear a ding. And you look over in the oven, and there is this meatloaf. And it has a note on this. On the oven, and it says, "Thought you guys would be hungry." XOXO, Real.
Best hostage we ever took. Best hostage.
Best one.
All right, there's your food, Makara. Why don't you eat? I'm gonna go pass out now because I am in not good shape. And then, as I'm walking past towards the back to bidet, I pat the frozen slab of carbonite with ghost in it. And hang up my hat.
And hang up your hat.
Oh. Yes. Bo Benz is in the kitchen with a butter knife, and she's like filed it down so it's pretty dull altogether. She's taking the duct tape and she's strapping it on Roombex. She's like, "I promised you a knife, buddy. You deserve it."
Thank you. Thank you, meatbag. I promise I will only hurt you a little.
Well, it's pretty dull, so you probably are really going to piss some people off. You could probably cut their Achilles tendon, too.
Teach me about this Achilles tendon.
Oh, bud, we got so much to talk about.
Sarn, we're in a pickle. We are in a pickle. This is really bad. You are dead. Obenz is dead. Andy, I pounded my desk because I was trying to pound you back to life, and I actually hurt my hand.
Are we going to have to hear about this all week?
I have a...
You got an ice pack.
I have an ice pack.
I can't wait to listen to the audio now.
An ice pack.